A political debate in Washington may affect who owns your local newspaper or TV station. This week, some members of the U.S. Senate will attempt to block a new set of regulations from the Federal Communications Commission. The rules would make it easier for media conglomerates to buy up radio and TV stations. The Big Five TV and cable companies are lobbying hard to preserve these new, more lenient rules. And, without much notice, newspapers are too. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
FCC Chairman Michael Powell led the campaign for the kinder, gentler regulations. He was at the Republican Party's Capitol Hill Club a few days ago, hoping that his meeting with lawmakers and lobbyists would be about other issues.
I want to, but I can't apparently come up here and not talk about the media debate a little bit.
Powell suggested that the upcoming Senate vote to block the new FCC regulations misses the point.
It's yesterday's debate. We're talking about one segment of the mass media. Talking about the broadcast segment, an important part of American media life, but by no means what's available to consumers.
But it's not just about the broadcast segment. The FCC also intends to lift a restriction that newspapers have been living under since the 1970s. It's called the cross-ownership rule, and it prevents companies from owning both a broadcast station and a newspaper in the same market. But Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat, is trying to stop the new rules. He has 35 signatures on a Senate petition to veto the regulations.
It's been only used on one other occasion. It'll be used in this circumstance to register the Senate's disapproval of the FCC rule on broadcast ownership.
Dorgan's Republican ally, Trent Lott of Mississippi, says that permitting cross-ownership would favor corporate newspaper chains that don't care about local news and local values, something that's already happened in commercial radio.
Are there any hometown newspapers left? They're all owned by chains now. They're owned by Gannett, they're owned by Knight Ridder, they're owned by Cox. There's so few dailies left that are locally owned and what I would consider local newspapers.
The newspaper industry is lobbying hard to block Dorgan and Lott. It says that allowing cross-ownership won't hurt newspapers and will help local TV news. John Sturm, president of the Newspaper Association of America, says studies prove it.
Newspaper-owned television stations do more and better local news and local public affairs than any other stations.
Earlier this month, Sturm sent out a memo urging newspaper publishers to call their senators. The memo said, quote, "The details are less important than the message. Vote no on any anti-newspaper broadcast cross-ownership amendment." Detailed coverage of newspaper lobbying has been mostly confined to industry publications. The activity spotlights the dual nature of media companies, where some employees cover Congress while others lobby for the corporate interest. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's comfortable with that. Leaving the Senate floor after a vote, the Alaska Republican said she's been lobbied by a newspaper editor in Fairbanks, where the paper and a radio station hope to merge. If they don't, she says, one of them will probably go under.
I don't think it was inappropriate at all for the editor of the newspaper to make her comments about how the market, the media market in Fairbanks works. I didn't think that was inappropriate at all.
News organizations traditionally maintain a wall between the newsroom and business operations. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter says lawmakers try to maintain the separation, too.
We're constantly being importuned by people who write or broadcast stories about us. I'm not saying sometimes there aren't recriminations, but that's just an occupational hazard.
And at the Newspaper Association, John Sturm says newspapers and politicians ought to talk.
In fact, I think many members of Congress are rather happy to see the publishers show up in Washington, their office, and have a chat with them. It's good on both sides for the publisher and the elected representative to know each other and have a relationship.
Dorgan and Lott say they're optimistic about the vote. But even if they win in the Senate, the odds seem much longer that the House would veto the Bush administration's policy on media ownership. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.